Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Power of Love Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power of Love, sponsored by the D.D. Jackson Foundation, where we shine a light on loss and grief and how it impacts our lives. I am T.J. Jackson, and with me I have Todd Jackson.
Hey, that's me.
That is you. We are live on the Power of Love, so if you're listening to us right now, thank you for joining us. We are going to open up phone lines today. It is just us two in the studio. So if you want to comment, ask a question, anything, make sure you call us. The phone number to call us is 323-203-0815. You can always also tweet us at DDJ Foundation. Now, as for the disclaimer, we are not licensed therapists. We're just ordinary people who have experienced loss in our lives. We've been impacted by it, and we've learned from it. And we want to share our opinions and attempt to help you overcome whatever it is you're going through. Saying that, if you need professional help, we urge you to seek it and to find it. Do not just rely on us. Today's date is February 20th. Happy birthday to our nephew, Bryce Jackson. He turns 11 years old. Happy birthday, young man.
Yes.
Scary how quickly that has flown.
Time flies.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. So, yes, happy birthday, Bryce. We both love you and hope you're having an amazing day. Also, we have other birthdays, too, because Adrian had a birthday on the 17th. Prince had a birthday last week on the 13th. And then BG is tomorrow, so he's in our family.
Exactly.
And happy birthday to every one of you guys, and we love you all.
Yeah.
Todd Jackson.
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. I'm a little tired, but I'm doing great. Yeah.
Yeah, what's the baby? Why
baby
are you tired?
She's incredible. That's the thing. You want to spend every minute, you know, with her, but at the same time, other distracting things. But last week was Valentine's.
It was.
I know. I had to cheat on the calendar. So don't. Wow. I always never know what I did the week. Valentine's Day was last week. So,
yeah.
And so went to see a movie. Saw Happy Death Day 2.
How was that?
I loved it.
Did you?
I loved the first one. Yeah,
you did.
We saw the first one 2 days again.
So smart.
Yeah. It was the best thing we did.
So you liked the second one?
Yes.
Would I like it?
Did you see the first one?
No. Well, I would see the first one first.
I think you need to see the first one.
Oh, I would.
And that would tell you.
Okay.
It's clever.
Ooh, I like that.
In that way. It's different. Like, it's interesting.
Okay.
You have a different style.
But I like horror movies now.
Yeah.
So I probably would. It's a horror movie,
Do you like
right?
Groundhog Day? Do you ever see Groundhog
Day?
Yeah,
I do like that too.
Then you'll love it.
Well, time out. I don't remember Groundhog Day. I know the plot.
I
know that. And I love those kind of things.
Then that you'll love this.
Okay.
So that's because that's what it is. It's very clever in that way. And I love indie movies anyway, low budget movies. And I love that in the second one, and I'm not going to spoil anything from the first one. If no one saw it, some people didn't see it. I'm saying, but they brought a lot of the original cast back.
Smart.
You know, and I love when they do that.
Well, not only should they be doing that, but it's important. It makes it more of a franchise, you know?
It makes you feel like you just left. It's like a team.
Kind of like the Glass. I saw Glass.
Yeah.
What were the first two, Taj?
Unbreakable and then Split.
Thank you, Taj. You're welcome. Love Split.
Yeah.
Unbreakable was great, too. Glass was but... It still was great because it's a little franchise and a story.
It's a
thing.
Story. It's like you see the team back. Yeah, I get it.
Anything else that you did this week?
No, we're debating right now if we're because you know every birthday is important to us, and we're debating if Taylor's birthday is 3 months. Okay. Tomorrow. So we're going back and forth that we want to give her a little cake as well. Right now,
I love it.
You know. I'm trying not to spoil her too much, but at the same time,
is that a tradition?
Yeah, it is.
It's a brilliant Brazilian.
Yeah, okay. Pretty much. So that's the thing. And
because I'd never heard of celebrating
months.
A month.
I think you only do it for the first year. Okay. And then after that, you know, it's like it's never again. But for me, I feel like that's, I don't know. I look at her and I'm like, she deserves everything that she gets, you know, like, but it's like, I don't want to spoil her either. But yeah, so we're debating.
Well, Taj, I told you, I don't believe in the first year you could spoil a child. I think it just sets them up to be and feel and know innately, even though they're already born, that they're just loved and cherished.
Yeah. She super is.
That's important.
Know, yeah.
That's important. Okay, what else? Anything else you want to share about your week?
No, I mean, the weather's not... I mean, you probably like this,
I love this weather.
Yeah, this weather, I don't see the sun, so for me, this is not the ideal weather.
It's cozy.
This looks like Seattle to me.
I love Seattle.
I know, that's what I'm saying. This does,
do you know, I don't even know if you know, that when I was a senior in high school, so I was probably 17, 18, Seattle was probably my favorite place.
Yes, I did know that.
I never went, but I loved the fact that it rained all the time, and I loved seeing pictures of it being green. And Pops took me and my best friend Anthony. You know, Anthony's like, I'll go with you. I've never been. So he took us, I think, for a weekend or maybe a couple more days, like 5 days, to Seattle.
Yeah.
And that was a trip I'll never forget. It was a lot of fun. It was really cool.
That's awesome. That sounds like a lot of fun.
I love Seattle. I actually should go soon. Yeah. But anyway, okay, cool.
Yeah. How about you?
My weekend was good. I was in... Nashville.
You really like Nashville.
Taj, I love it. I love it. I love the place.
Have we been before besides for 3T?
Oh, besides for 3T? No, you haven't. I have.
Okay.
I went once.
I know
for,
you have.
Yeah, for but yeah. even for Lexi's basketball tournament.
Oh.
Like 10 years ago I went. But I also, it's probably long. No, it was about 10 years. But this probably went 7 times already in the last couple of years, and all because of Jay.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Jay Lazaroff.
Did you talk to Jay?
Big shout out to you, Jay.
Yeah.
Telling me to go out there and telling me that my temperament would mesh well with the music scene in Nashville.
He knew it.
And he hit that right on the head, because honestly, everyone I worked with, and I've worked with a lot of writers, really only one producer out there, but a lot of writers, and... they're all just really cool.
Yeah.
They're all down to earth, very humble. The art is what's most important.
Yeah.
There's no ego. It's not like,
different.
I've done this, that. You're going to listen to me.
Yeah.
It's not that, you know, and it's very team.
It's about
team.
The song.
It's team.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just my style. So
that's awesome.
I loved it, though. I had a great time, came up with some good music and had some good session, and I'm back.
Yeah.
With that said, I want to give a shout out to the movie Everybody Knows. I took Frances because I obviously missed Valentine's Day because I was out of town, but I took her to see Everybody Knows. She didn't know what it was about, but it's a foreign movie, all in Spanish, with subtitles. No, I'm not there yet, but she loved it. As for me, I thought it was very good as well. But the only problem is I was really tired, so I took a small nap and then asked her, what did I miss? And then she told me, but she loved it. So that's another good movie if you like drama thrillers, and it's a foreign language film.
Got it.
Which is always important to see.
Yeah.
As far as the rest of my week, that's pretty much it. I was just in a bunch of Nashville and that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the kid stuff, games, and I'm coaching. So.
Yeah.
But okay, let's get into our topic and our story, because it's been, 8 minutes, and we've just been talking about ourselves. We haven't even gotten into the show, so it's time. What we're going to do, we're going to carry on, because you guys, you, Turo, and Bree, last week started a topic on simple ways to relieve stress and anxiety. 16 of them. We only went through 8 last week, but we're going to go through the remaining 8. But first, before we do that, we're going to recap. But before we do that, even, I want to talk about why this is such an important topic.
Yes.
Why relieving stress and anxiety is such an important thing. A lot of sicknesses and illnesses seem to develop. I'm not a doctor, but it seems as if there's a lot of strength and correlation between stress, anxiety, and illness and sickness. So we have to be conscious of this and do our best to relieve ourselves of this issue so that we can excel and live healthy, long lives for ourselves and our families. In fact, 70% of adults in the U.S. say they feel stress or anxiety daily. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
70% of...
I can understand it, though. It seems like a lot, but the world is stressful right now. Like, literally.
And Todd, you got to assume, please agree with me on this. But if you don't, speak up.
I will.
You got to assume 70% of adults in U.S., you got to assume that number is closer to 85 to 90.
I would say it's
here,
95.
Here in Southern California, in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I'd say in any big city, to be honest.
Okay.
I think if you're out in the farm, it could be, you know, and it's a more of a simple, and I say simple in terms of, you know, it's not.
Mm-hmm. You're not fighting traffic.
You're not fighting
You're not paying ridiculous rents.
Yeah, all you're that stuff. But I could tell you the stress is probably just equally in New York.
It's different.
Yeah.
Oh, in New York, yeah.
Or London or something where it's like you have to make a paycheck to live.
Yeah. You know? So with that said, especially for us here, we have to make sure that we are taking our time. We are doing all we can to relieve stress. And here's another thing I want to say. Just because you may be secure in a job, because oftentimes when you're searching for a job or there's change in your life, we equate that with stress and anxiety. But if you aren't dealing with any change, you still have to keep that in mind, because stress can kind of bubble up and it can still stay within your system even though you're not sensing that you're stressed. Is that making sense? So basically, this is for, I think, everyone, you know, and whether you realize you're stressed or not, it's the stuff that you should be doing to help
yourself. You know someone that's stressed. You can help them out that way, too. I think there's, and stress hits you in different ways and at different times and whatever. I'm probably one of the least stressful people that I know, but it still hits me at certain times and it hits me at the weirdest times, because at times I don't even expect it. But I try and let everything just go right through me, flow right through me. But there's recently things have been kind of latching on. And I've realized it, and I've tried not to give it energy or but it's still.
Yeah.
It's just, when it's overwhelming, it's overwhelming, period.
Overwhelming, it's definitely. Trust me, we all feel it. And obviously for us, it's a very tough time and stressful time because, you know, someone we love is constantly being attacked. Mm-hmm. And today, or now at this period, it feels like open season and it's tough.
Yeah.
But for everyone, even outside of that situation, again, this is stuff you should be incorporating into your life.
100%.
Okay, so let's go through the recap. Number one. 16 simple ways to relieve stress and anxiety. Number one was exercise. Exercise is one of the most important things you can do to combat stress. Stress hormones. When you exercise, you lower your body's stress hormones. Sleep. Exercise can improve your quality of sleep. You usually sleep better. And confidence. When you exercise regularly, you may feel more competent and confident in your body, which in turn promotes mental wellness. Number two, consider supplements. Everything from lemon balm to omega-3 fatty acids to green tea to kava kava. Do you know what kava kava is, Tosh?
No, but Bree said I think she knew what it was.
She knew what it was. Well, she is a foodie, so
yeah. She
would know that one. Okay, so those are the things that, and you didn't pay attention and you didn't register what kava kava
was? No, because at that point, there's something that I take that was a supplement, and I still didn't get the answer to that. That I was like, I'm going to look it up and find out what
So you kind of tuned out for a second.
Yeah, because I was looking to see what I take.
What a professional partner I have with me right now.
And I never even got the answer because I was looking on Amazon to see my orders. And
can I ask you to do something? I'm going to mute your mic and you're going to lower this so we don't hear
the rattle?
Yes. Go ahead, Taj. Okay, Taj is doing his thing. I'm going to keep it going. So number three is light a candle. I don't do this. I wish I did, but lighting a candle is something you can have secret scents. Not secret scents. I'm sorry. That sounded wrong. But you can have scents that can be soothing to you and can relax you. Everything from lavender to rose to sandalwood to geranium, which is what, Taj?
I don't know. Bree said that too.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. She knew what all these words meant.
Is that us? Is that us being men? Is it
Terrell?
Us?
Terrell went the incense route, and he said that he liked incense. Bree said that she didn't get the smell of incense.
No, I understand that. I'm talking about
candles?
Not knowing what geranium is.
Oh, yeah.
Thing,
probably because you never had to pick out a candle.
Huh.
You know what I mean? Just like if you had to pick out a video game, there's probably certain games you would know what it meant when it said 4-speed or something really, like that. You'd be like, oh, you know.
I mean, because I'm not going to deny that we weren't somewhat sheltered.
Yeah.
We were a little bit. But at the same time, we also were exposed to other things that people don't. So there's a give and take. But
I'm not upset at myself not knowing that word.
I'm not upset at myself either. But I'm wondering how much of the population knows. So anyone who's going to call in or on Twitter, let us know if you know what geranium is. Right?
Without looking it up.
Without, of course, without looking it up. Okay, number four, reduce your caffeine intake. This is a big one. Caffeine is a stimulant found in coffee, tea, chocolate, and energy drinks, and high doses can increase anxiety. Obviously, I'd say the vast majority of our adult world is heavy on caffeine through either coffee, tea, or sodas. So that's a tough one, but, you know, be careful with that. Number five, write it down. One way to handle stress is to write things down. And I actually really, really, really love this one. This is one that I don't do, you know, and it's one that I've learned from and one that I wouldn't expect to do. I know the importance of getting things out when it's severe or really serious in your life. That I know about writing it down or talking about it. But even when you're feeling somewhat stressed or anxious, feel free to write it out, type it out, send yourself a text, write it out and delete it, but write it out. Number six, chew gum. We love this. Knowing you guys, because I didn't listen to the show, but you guys may have talked about baseball.
Yes, we did. Ding.
Real predictable. My brothers who are just...
Hey, we're very predictable.
Well, anyway, yeah, baseball players often chew gum to relieve stress and to help them focus.
Did you chew gum?
As a baseball player? Is that what you're asking? Yeah. I did.
At bat, did you?
And I think when I was a kid, I did just because it was a way to get candy or sugar.
So but you had a different motive for it.
But once I was 16, 17 playing, I didn't chew.
Really?
Gum. Yeah.
Like,
I think it actually distracted me.
No. For me, it feels weird going up to bat without gum in my mouth.
So it either distracted me or I just love sunflower seeds.
I think that was it. And sunflower seeds and gum do not mix.
And as an adult, I played, because I was one of the younger, faster ones, I played outfield, center field. So it can get boring out there. So I would probably have a batch of sunflower seeds in my back pocket and eat that. Okay, that's a baseball
thing. Soleil says geranium is a flower. So that's probably why we don't know.
Okay. Thank you, Soleil.
Yeah.
I did not spend time in the garden. That's just not what I did. I played a lot of sports. That was my outdoor. So if I went outside, I needed a ball or some type of competitiveness. So I didn't spend time in the flower. Or in the garden.
And you never got geranium flowers.
Never got geranium. And if I did, I mean,
you would have known. You would have just known the color.
I know roses. I know daisies.
Lilies.
Sunflowers, violet? Is that even a flower? I don't know. I'm probably embarrassing myself. Okay, so I don't know too many flowers. I'm sure there's more popular ones, but at some point, honestly, flowers just mesh. They just become the same thing. So at least in my eyes. So I apologize to any women out there who are just offended or disappointed.
Disappointed in you.
But that's just the honest truth.
Yeah.
Okay, so did we say no? We didn't. So number seven was spend time with friends and family, mm-hmm. which is, I think, another really important one, and one that I think is tough for a lot of us people in the cities because we're pulled away. We live far away. To spend time with family, sometimes it's a 3-hour thing, an hour there, an hour back in traffic, and then, you know, everyone's schedule is so busy and mm-hmm. hectic that it's hard to find time when it overlaps. So I think that contributes. I think when you live in cities, you're not spending as much time with family, which can also not help you. Is that made sense, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure. You're not giving me any reactions, so I just want to...
You're not going to get any reactions.
Great. Number eight, laugh. We all know this one. Laughing relieves your stress response. It relieves tension by relaxing your muscle, and it just feels good. You know, finding humor in everyday life is an important thing that can really contribute to a happy life and a great life. So make sure you find that humor, whether it's through comedy shows, whether it's through movies, whether it's through jokes. Laugh. Okay? I will be respectful, but laugh. Number 9. I don't think we started this one, right, Taj? You guys stopped at laugh.
We stopped at it. Yeah.
Okay. So the first topic we're going to, the first one we're going to bring up today, but the 9th on the 16 simple ways to relieve stress and anxiety is to learn to say no. Mm. Not all stressors are within your control, but some are. Take control over the parts of your life that you can change and are causing you stress. One way to do this may be to say no more often. And something that I used to always definitely struggle with, and just lately I'm getting better with it. Mm-hmm. Still not where I probably should be, but learning to say no is an important thing. And part of the problem is there's books. No, I'm not going to go there. I was going to say that, do you know the Shonda Rhimes book, Say Yes?
I don't know him, but
I know. And I apologize if I'm missing this premise, but she says she had the greatest year. Shonda Rhimes is a really strong screenwriter, script writer, screenwriters for movies.
Showrunner. For TV.
Screenwriting is, I thought, for TV, and script writing is for TV. I mean, screenwriting, I thought, was for movies, and script writing was for TV. No, you're not too sure on that.
No,
either?
They're interchangeable.
Okay,
she's a showrunner too, so she helms the shows that she
ER, Grey's Anatomy,
How to Get
Away with Murder. Yeah. But anyway, she has a book out that's called The Year of Yes, I think, or Say Yes. But basically, the premise is to say yes to everything, and by doing that, she had the best year of her life. And it's gotten great response. I may be missing the whole point, so I apologize if I am, but that's the premise. And I haven't read it yet, but it's kind of contrary to this, which is interesting. Yeah. I'm not sure if she meant, when people ask you to do things, say yes to that, but I don't know.
Maybe I think just going off of, I think it means say yes to opportunity as opposed to being scared of, like, almost talking yourself out of it, mm-hmm. especially in the industry. There's so many things that you can be like, well, what about this? What about that? What about that? And I think you don't end up doing anything because you're so scared to start. And I think saying yes to everything, saying, you know what, I'm going to go for it. And I think that's what that means.
And the name of that book is Year of Yes, How to Dance It Out, Stand in the Sun, and Be Your Own Person. So I think it's mostly for introverts, and again, it's gotten great reviews. So if you are an introvert and you're finding yourself troubling to take opportunity and to take chances, maybe take a chance and read Year of Yes.
Interesting.
A little bit on a different topic, so I'm sorry for that little tangent.
That's all right.
Everyone's used to it.
Yep.
But let's go back to learning to say no. There can be times when people will pull at you or ask you to do things, and if you're just a people pleaser, oftentimes you'll say yes when in fact you need to say no. As you get older, I think it becomes easier to say no because time becomes more of a commodity that we respect and value. So, obviously doing things takes time, but as we get older, we realize the importance of valuing that time. So we naturally start to lean to say no more so that we have more time for us. But it's just very important to learn to say no, because if you're selective about what you take on, by saying no to things that will unnecessarily add to your load, you can reduce your stress levels.
Yeah, it makes sense. Saying no for me has been probably the hardest thing.
Yeah,
I'm definitely a people pleaser. I think the only thing that's changed in the last year has literally been Taylor, which has almost given me an excuse to say no in a way, and a good excuse. Like, it's an excuse. Like, hey, I can't do that because, I have a baby now, or I have to focus on that aspect of it, which before I would try and do everything.
Yeah.
And I would, the weird thing is I would get everything done. It's just, I had no time to do what I wanted to do at certain times too.
Yeah.
But I like being part of a team or pleasing people too. It's just, it can get overwhelming at times too.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Taylor definitely has helped out in that scenario. She needs her time too.
Yes. Okay. And we're going to go to the next one, number 10. Learn to avoid procrastination. Ooh. I've gotten better with this. again, why is my mind just, I didn't have any caffeine. I actually haven't eaten today. So maybe that's what it is. But this is another tangent. You're getting TJ's mind right now.
Uh-oh.
I've learned that procrastination's not such a bad thing as long as you get things done when you're supposed to get them. Because by procrastinating, you're letting your mind, your creative mind, go through every single scenario possible and reach every single corner of creativity to make the best response or project or anything you're doing possible. So if you have to write a song in a week, the argument is don't start the song today. Start it as late as you can so that when you're hearing a song today, tomorrow, the next day, all that will contribute to the song. That makes sense? Where if you start today, you've kind of already committed down a road and a scenario. So you kind of want to procrastinate in that way. That's just a creative thing.
That might be why my life is what it is. I am that person.
Now, with that said, you still got to hit that deadline. So don't procrastinate it to pass the week.
I learned that in high school.
That you're a procrastinator? Is that what
that
you're saying?
I'm a last minute person.
Okay.
For that reason, because I would wait to the last minute and I'd pay the price.
Yeah.
You pull all nighters or you pull, you know, but at the same time.
But the project was probably excellent.
Oh, it always is. That's the thing. If you deliver, then there's no, you know.
Okay.
And so that's what I would say. Like, that's worked for me my whole life.
I think creative people do that. And I think that's why they are considered creative, because they're able to utilize all their creativity by being a procrastinator. With that said, there's a stress component that comes with that. So
that you have to be willing to go with.
That I think if you're a creator and you procrastinate, that's going to just, there is a stress. Because
can we talk about us in terms of our artistic 3T?
Absolutely.
That we literally, that's our style. Like, we are known for waiting to the last minute to rehearse.
Yeah.
And it's worked for us because I think we gel.
Yeah.
Like, if we started way earlier, it just wouldn't have the same focus or the...
But I'll take even that. If we have a show and we have to rehearse, by waiting, if we start now, you start down a road.
Yeah.
I start down a point. You start figuring out what song should go here, what song sequence. Where and if it, you wait, you may see some random person's show, yeah, and it may throw an idea in there.
And then it's, yeah.
And then it helps.
And that's
you.
Usually what happens.
Okay, so that was a little tangent, but again, I like to educate my brother. Okay, so 10 was learning to avoid procrastination. Number 11, and this one is one of my favorites, and this is one that I really have just started doing seriously in the last year. But that is, I'm going to take a guess.
For number 11?
Mm-hmm. You have no idea.
That you started doing last year?
On a serious level.
Reading?
Not a serious of that. That's a good guess, Todd, but that's not it. So we're going to play one guess and you're out. So you're out.
Apparently I'm out.
But take a yoga class.
Oh, okay.
Yoga is, I could talk for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yoga has really helped calm the mind and the body as well, because as we get older, our body gets a little tighter and less flexible, but yoga helps reverse that process.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say reverse it. But by stretching and getting mentally calm and focusing on your body, it's very calming and relaxing for your entire being.
Mm.
Yoga has become very popular, but if you haven't started it, really consider doing yoga, because not only is it great for stress, it's great for your health and body. From the article, it says, while yoga styles differ, most share a common goal: to join your body and mind. Yoga primarily does this by increasing body and breath awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's huge, because let's be honest, when we're stressed out, when we're, when the stakes are raised, oftentimes we breathe heavy, we breathe quickly. And what do people say? Relax and take a breath, breathe. And yoga helps you become aware with that, and it controls your breathing. So this one, I definitely sign on and approve.
This is from 6 days ago, so this is from last week.
Good.
But I didn't want to read it because it says Team TJ Jackson, but I'm going to read it anyway.
Hold on. We got to get a drum roll because this person's about to really just give us some great education.
No, she's actually asking the question.
Oh.
Which it seems like.
Okay, close
any
enough.
Tips for overthinking issues? When you start to think at night and it prevents you from sleeping.
Mm.
We've all been there where like yeah. you can't go to...
This is TJ talking. In my...
What do you do?
It depends.
How do you go to sleep at night if there's stuff?
If my mind's going crazy, I don't go to sleep.
What do you do?
I go get up and do whatever I'm doing. I write it out.
Yeah, you can't. There's yeah.
I write. Yeah. Because if my when those days come, they don't happen as often. But when that day comes where my mind is going 100 miles per hour, and I'm not going to sleep at that point, I'm wasting time. So I get out of bed.
Yeah.
I get
You'll
my
be there
computer
for 2 hours trying to go to sleep, and it won't happen.
I leave the room. And I just type and I figure out what I'm thinking. If it's a creative thing, I write all my thoughts down. And that happens even with musicians and songwriters.
What if it's not a creative thing? What if it's a stress thing?
Don't eat. Mm-hmm. That's the wrong one. Don't get up to eat. Okay. But maybe even work out.
Yeah.
Really good. You'll be up for a lot longer. But I don't know that answer.
What I do is if that happens, I watch something. I watch something that to kind of go into a different,
like yeah, Josh. Sometimes watching, and I was going to say read, but like yesterday, or maybe the day before, my mind was buzzing on something so much that I picked up a book, was reading, and couldn't even remember what I was reading.
That's because you're reading. Like watching's more passive than reading.
More active, you're saying?
Yeah. No.
Or more passive.
Yeah, watching's more passive because you just sit there vegetate. Reading, you have to actively. Read the words, and I think you can kind of be reading the same words over and over, but watching it's kind of you're just absorbing. And
so you're saying watching probably pulls you from your
it distracts you
distracts you stronger than reading.
And you might actually even fall asleep watching something at that point. And I don't know, I for over anything that's negative, I always counter it with something. And I don't want to say positive. It's not like you have to watch a Disney movie or something, but even if you watch a comedy, like something that just gets your mind off of what the overwhelming stress is.
I like that, Taj.
Thank you.
So there you go. Taj comes up with the
Team Taj Jackson.
Yeah. hey, I got to give it to you. That was a good answer. I appreciate that. I did go first and give you time to think, but still. Okay. Let's continue on. Thanks for that, Taj.
Yeah.
Not for the answer, but for the Twitter question.
Oh, okay.
You're doing your job. Again, I'll talk to the guys about a race. Number 12, practice mindfulness. Mindfulness describes practices that anchor you to the present moment. It can help combat the anxiety-inducing effects of negative thinking. There are several methods for increasing mindfulness, including mindfulness-based cognitive therapy, mindfulness-based stress reduction, yoga, and meditation. A recent study in college students suggested that mindfulness may help increase self-esteem, which in turn lessens symptoms of anxiety and depression. Mindfulness practices can help lower symptoms of anxiety and depression. And I think this is a good one, because if you're stressed because you have a big performance, or you're stressed because you have a big speech, or something of that nature, I think not only practicing mindfulness, but also just practicing really helps. Because what I liked about this, it talked about building your self-esteem.
Okay.
And the more confident you are, the less stress I think you are. Because now you're not worried about, oh, shoot, I hope I remember this, or I hope this isn't
happening.
I'm not
prepared. Yeah.
Or I'm not prepared. So I think being prepared for something, if the stress is coming from some type of performance or some type of big event or some type of something of that sort, I think being prepared is great. Anything to add to that, Taj?
No.
No? Okay. We're going to keep it moving, man. Even if we go through these and have some time for questions.
Well, we do have Twitter stuff.
Let's go. Let's keep it. Go ahead. Let's have some Twitter
Nicole stuff. Wants to know, she says, being a perfectionist at work, I always wanted to do my best, but without limits. Because I got an illness due to stress I was creating myself, I realized it was a great time to take time for me. Do you feel that, like, because we've all grew up being perfectionists, you know, we were just, that was installed in us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that has, in a way, I've let go of a lot of that. That actually has been one of the most freeing things I've done in the 20 years you know, from when we started our career. Mm-hmm. When I say started, I meant like,
yeah, publicly.
Know, publicly started, has been the best thing, is letting go of being perfect, because no one's perfect. And, you know, there's only one person I knew that was close to perfect. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the thing. No one was like him in that way. And I always thought that was what we should be doing. But there's only one person that could have done it like that. And so for me, letting go and just being like, I'm going to be me and I'm not perfect. I have faults and stuff like that has so been really freeing. Now, that doesn't mean don't try and everything like that. It just means that my bar is lower, but it's also, it's still high, but it's lower, and I'm happier.
And I love that, Taj. I love that you're sharing that. And I'm not as far as you on that. I still try to make things perfect. I'm mixing songs right now, and my notes, some of them are like, I'm sure the mixer is like, you know, you're the only one that's going to be able to tell the difference. And then I play this in my mind. So it's like, okay, if I turn this up, this guitar part at this exact spot in the song, just 1 or 2 dBs, sure, the people who listen to it may not hear that.
But there might be a Freddie Mercury or someone that could hear it.
Which is probably 1%. Yeah. But for me, you know, it's still a challenge, and I have come more to you.
Yeah.
I've had, you know, and I think the biggest thing is you have to embrace failure, you know, and being wrong. And I think that's where the perfectionist can hurt you, is when you try to be perfect and then you're not prepared to have a fault. So I kind of am in the middle. I love to seek to be the absolute, absolute best, knowing that it's not going to be perfect and that I'm going to just try to take a lesson from what the imperfection was.
The best education that I gave Terrell, that I'll give you too.
Yes.
About music.
Yes.
Is, and I'll send it to you. It was the dissection of the Jackson 5 songs, where it had each song, each instrument separate.
You sent that to me. It's amazing.
You have to listen to that again. If you hear every note separate or every instrument separate, it's not perfect.
Mm.
There's certain notes that are missing, certain piano notes that are off. But I Want You Back is a perfect song, in my opinion.
Yeah.
As a whole. But if you listen to each instrument separately,
see,
you'll realize there's off notes, there's off things,
I love that,
off tempo, but it's a perfect song.
And what's so great about that, that's so contradictory to how I thought.
You heard that, listen to it, you'll be like, no, that's not in the song. It can't be, because I've never heard that before. And it was so freeing for me. I was like, that's, you know.
So first of all, you got to resend that. Okay, because I remember you sending it. I don't know where it is.
It's brilliant. Like, that freed me. That might have been the start of everything for me. Like, you know, my world was changed.
Now, I will say this, Taj.
Yes.
What's so interesting, I was in another state earlier in the year, and I came across a playlist on Spotify of Uncle Michael's, I should say the Jackson 5. So the Jackson 5 acapellas.
Uh-huh.
Acapella, no music. Yeah. And I was listening to Uncle Michael sing as a kid, and I literally drove around the block so many times just to hear his voice so loud and saying, "This is just perfect."
Yeah,
how could you be 11 years old singing like this with the emotion and feeling,
and the soul?
And the soul. So I think we made a big circle, but I think there's one person that could have kind of...
That's what I said. Once I realized that that's just uniqueness, and that's just, that was for him, it freed me to say, that's not me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's him. And that'll always... That's why he's at a different level than everyone else.
Love it. Okay. Number 13, cuddle. Mm-hmm. We cuddle, kissing, hugging, mm-hmm. and I could say this, and sex can all help relieve stress. And the reason why I said I could say this, because I didn't know if, you know, you could say that word on TV and radio, right?
Yeah, what kind of world are you listening? The sex word? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so there you go.
Say intercourse? Is that is that a better word for you?
Well, I could go down a different road, but I'm not going to. We're going to keep it PG. So anyway, cuddling, kissing, hugging, and sex can all help relieve stress. Positive physical contact can help release oxytocin and lower cortisol. This can help lower blood pressure and heart rate, both of which are physical symptoms of stress. Mm-hmm. I think this is an important thing that we remember, that when we're stressed out, the physical touch is a simple, easy thing that we can help our loved ones, our friends, family, just a hug, holding hands, and of course, your significant other. You can go do other things. But I think that's an important one. Taj, any feedback on that?
No, I think connectiveness is very important. Yeah. Connected with something.
Yeah.
With someone.
It's interesting because I think it's, you're right. I think it comes back to connection. Because when you're stressed out, I think a lot of times you feel you're alone. Mm-hmm. You know, and that kind of increases the stress.
Yeah.
You feel like you're on your own, and the simple touch of someone holding you or hugging you lets you know, without even saying anything, that you're not alone, that that person is with you.
It could be an animal too, like a dog just cuddling to you, you know, at your feet or something, just being like, it makes you feel like, oh, okay, you know, there's other things in life.
So I'm going to give you credit.
Wow.
You're on a roll. I got to give you credit, man, because you foreshadowed one of the later ones.
Oh, I've done that before, by the way.
Okay, so, go ahead. And you didn't cheat, right?
Nope. I don't cheat in this game. Don't need to.
No, that's very good, Taj, but animals are, that's not the next one.
It's coming
but
up.
But it's coming up. Wow. So that's why I took the side note and said I got to give you credit.
Oh, okay.
By the way, everyone, he's smiling from, this is the biggest smile I've seen on Taj. I think I just made his year. Outside of Taylor, of course.
No.
But I think
he doesn't give me credit often, so.
So you're going to take it.
On the air, he doesn't give me credit.
Okay, number 14, listen to soothing music. This one I think a lot of people try to do, at least I hope they do. I listen to classical music, ocean waves. I actually like thunderstorms, too. I don't know. I think I just feel cozy. So that is interesting. But I think nature sounds can also be very calming. This is why they're often incorporated into relaxation and meditation music. That wasn't me saying, I was just reading. But obviously listening to music is a big one.
Carol said that on Twitter. She predicted that 2 minutes ago. She
nice,
said,
Carol.
Our music. Ooh, I didn't even notice that. I played your music. It relieves me of stress, and it makes me happy. I get silly at work.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, I didn't even read your music. But yes, I think music in general just helps. What were you going to say?
No, I was going to just basically say I don't play our music because it does the opposite for me. Because I'm hearing
all the mistakes
that I wish we would have done or that.
Yeah. But
once it's released, because someone asked, do we still listen to our music? Once it's released, we spend so much time on songs that it's like, you know, go do your thing. You're off in the real world. Yeah. Go fly. But every now and then I do listen and smile and reminisce in good times.
Wow. I've maybe that's the thing. I've learned to appreciate, like, it takes time, you know, but I've heard a lot of our songs since then.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it does put a smile on my, I don't see all the mistakes. I see more of the, like, wow, this was good or whatever. But what I did for when Taylor was being born, we played Jackson 5 music. We played Jackson music, I would say, because that was probably the most stressful I've ever been in my life was, you know, hearing the heartbeat or the beeping of the boop, boop, and all that stuff. And
in the hospital.
In the hospital. Yeah. That was by far. And the only thing I could do to relieve that was play music, Jackson, music that makes me happy.
Yeah.
Was to get my mind off of it.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah. So play music, soothing music. I think that's a very, very important one that I think the most people are doing. Mm-hmm. Number 15, deep breathing. Mental stress activates your sympathetic nervous system, signaling your body to go into fight or flight mode.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we have to make sure we breathe deeply or else innately we're like flight or fight mode. So make sure you take deep breaths, you relax, and help your body and mind calm down.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
We're going to go straight into the final one, because I'm seeing the clock and I'm trying not to rush, but I want to make sure we get this and we talk about any other comments and anything else we need to close out the show. But number 16, Taj foreshadowed it earlier, but spend time with your pet. Having a pet may help reduce stress and improve your mood. I want to say having a pet does reduce stress and improve your mood. I don't have an animal right now, and it's tough, but we've just been everywhere traveling, so it's hard. But I think about pets and having a dog all the time, as does my whole family. So interacting with pets may help release oxytocin again, which, for the record, oxytocin is a brain chemical that promotes a positive mood. Did you know that, Taj?
That oxytocin?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure.
When I say oxy, what do you think of?
Oxygen.
That's funny. I would have thought of oxymoron.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah.
No.
So that's oxygen. Okay. So there you go. Interacting with pets helps release oxytocin. And I can kind of relate to this because it was my dog, Yabo, who really played a huge role in me dealing with the passing of my mother, which was definitely the most stressful time in my entire life. And, you know, just seeing your dog there, you feel... that you're not alone. You feel the love, you know, and dogs are amazing because even if you're having a bad day, they know it somehow and they come up to you.
Yeah, they sense it.
They're just amazing. So anyone who's thinking of having a dog, I'm not going to tell you to do it, but I would suggest it.
An animal, because some people are cat people. I know we're not,
but that is
we got to be fair. Some people, their cats are their dogs in a way.
Should we take a call or...
A call? We can.
Okay, we'll take one quick one. We gotta take a call. Okay, who's on the Power of Love with us?
Hello?
Yes, who is this?
This is Teresa. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
I am well. Actually, I know I want to say I apologize from the very beginning because I know you have a set amount of time for what you're speaking about that to that particular day. But a show you had, I think it was 2 weeks ago, you were talking about people that talk about you or lie about you and how do you, you know, handle that in different things.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, off and on, honestly, your family has been on my mind. And I just wanted to call in and just let you know that and let you know that I just think it's a shame how people study your family and try to find some kind of scandal to blow out of proportion. Then when they can't find anything, they take things that mean the most to you and try to twist it around, like the love and the closeness of your family and the innocence even of Michael and the children. I feel that instead of studying the Jacksons to tell lies and try to make yourself relevant, they need to be studying your family and use the example that Miss Catherine has shown all of us on how to conduct ourselves as a real lady or gentleman and how to raise an awesome family that continued for generations. So I just wanted to let you know that I appreciate y'all and I appreciate all that you do.
Teresa, that was beautiful. And we can't thank you enough for your entire call. The point I want to articulate, first of all, my uncle was the most beautiful, loving, innocent, believing in the great of humanity, believing in helping people. He would help anyone he could. If anyone was sad, he would help them. If anyone needed something, he would help them. He just wanted to help people. So I appreciate you saying that. And the other thing I want to say real quick is thank you for mentioning grandma, because it starts with her. And anyone who's met my grandmother or knows my grandmother, her heart is just so pure and gold. And I get a little emotional because she's such a strong woman and such a forgiving person and believes in so much in humanity and love that I think that spilled over our entire family, which is why we are the way we are. And sure, the world will sometimes take advantage of it. The world will sometimes spin things for them, but I think we're going to always be who we are, and we're always going to take, you know, for those out there who need that encouragement, need that love, that's what we want to help and what we want to do. So
exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. Well, I'm going to let y'all go because I know you're talking about a whole other topic today. But I just wanted to say we love you.
We love you too, Teresa.
Thank you so
much. Thank you for that. It means a lot to hear it from you. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good week. Bye bye. And I think that's just amazing, you know. And it, I know it is off topic.
No,
but it's present and it's real. And really, Teresa, we want to thank you. And I know there's a lot of people out there that share that sentiment, and we feel that love, and it helps us. So we appreciate it. But we're not going to continue believing in humanity and sharing love, and being there for people when they need help.
Yeah, I have one more Twitter thing real quick. I know the show's ending. Toria says, before closing the show, Taj, can you please say to TJ that I just love how he leads this show, his humility, his caring, his voice. You're doing a great job, guys. I really love you.
Okay.
You know how hard that was for me to read.
That's why I'm laughing, Taj. You look like someone.
If it wasn't Toria, it probably wouldn't have been read. But.
Toria, thank you so much. That means a lot. It really does.
You do a really good job with this show. Well, this is your pride and joy.
I enjoy it. And it's a way to interact with people that, you know, and I'm, you know, Taj, we're getting to a point where we're thinking about legacy and what we're going to leave behind,
you
know,
behind.
And there may be a time where I'm no longer here on this world, but if someone could take my words and make their lives better, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, nothing feels better.
Exactly.
So thanks for reading that, Taj.
You're welcome.
It was very nice, man. But I guess I praised you enough today. You decided to throw me a bone, right?
Yeah, apparently.
Okay. We're going to close up the show. We did the 16 simple ways to relieve stress and anxiety. Today was part two. Again, an awesome list. So make sure if you didn't hear part one, you go back and listen to it. But revisit these episodes, revisit this show, because this is stuff that's going to help you not only just today, but for the long term. It's very, very, very important to handle your stress and your anxiety. And, you know, simple things can do it. Music, yoga, pets, supplements, candles. Reducing caffeine, writing it down, chewing gum, spending time with loved ones, laughing, learning to say no, avoiding procrastination. I just went through most of them. But there's so many things you could do that you should be practicing every day to make your life easier and healthier and happier. With that said, my brother Taj and I are going to sign off. Again, happy birthday to our nephew Bryce. We love you. And to everyone out there, make your world an amazing day. Amazing world. Have an amazing day. Give love to your family and always, always seek the growth. With love, we are out. Taj, anything?
Nope.
Who says adios?
I do.
We'll say it.
Adios.
Thank you for listening to The Power of Love. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Support for our Power of Love radio show comes from a variety of generous donors, including supporters from institutions, individuals, and corporations through the D.D. Jackson Foundation. DDJF is a nonprofit 501c3 organization.